Had to press mute.
This is Nikki Nightly News. Starting as always, college hockey. We still have the same top three from last week: Boston College, Michigan State, and Western Michigan. A new school, off the wall school that has jumped in the top 25. We have Colorado College from Colorado Springs. They are 19th in the country at 14-13-1. A tough look for college hockey, where a team one game over 500 is making it in the top 20. BU beats BC in the Beanpot, 4-1. BU takes home its 32nd trophy, but first since 2022. In the NHL, in the East Atlantic Division, we have the Panthers at 71 points. The East Metropolitan Division, the Caps at 80 points. The West Central Division, the Jets lead with 81 points, most in the league. And the West Pacific Division, we have the Oilers and the Knights tied at 72 points. Instead of having an all-star game this year, the NHL will host the Four Nations Face-Off, consisting of teams made up of players from Canada, Finland, Sweden, and the U.S. It starts tonight. Canada is playing Sweden right now as we speak, and that tournament runs through the 20th. It's a round robin, and then the top two face off in the championship. In the NBA, the East, we have Cavs 43-10, the Celtics 38-16. In the West, we have the Thunder at 43-9, and the Grizzlies at 36-17. College basketball, your top five is Auburn 1, Alabama 2, Duke 3, Florida 4, Tennessee 5. Some matchups to look for this weekend. On Saturday, we have number 1 versus number 2, Auburn versus Alabama. And we also have on Saturday, number 16, Wisconsin taking on number 7, Purdue. For Sunday, we have a Johnny Cream Fest as number 24, Creighton takes on number 9, St. John's. For some sports stories around the world, Kadarius Toney went from being on the Chiefs and playing in the Super Bowl a few years ago to being arrested the week of the Super Bowl for strangling a woman. This year in Georgia. In coaching news, we have Ohio State hiring Matt Patricia as their defensive coordinator, and the Saints hiring Kellen Moore as a head coach. That'll work out great. Steve Smith called out Cam Newton in a tweet when Cam went on Travis Hunter's podcast, saying that when he showed up in Carolina, he was surrounded by losers. Smith said that was breaking news to 89 in an AB-esque tweet. Dak Prescott, following the lead of every Cowboys fan ever, says they're pretty close to winning the Super Bowl because they play the Eagles and the Commanders pretty close every year. For those who don't remember, the Cowboys went 7-10 this year, not close to a Super Bowl. Debo Samuel pulling his best Bernie Sanders impression, telling the 49ers, "I am once again asking for a trade." The team said, "Fuck it, go find your own trade and maybe we'll think about it." In college football news, Jim Tressel, the OG coach of NIL before NIL was a thing, has been appointed to the lieutenant governor of Ohio. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what that means, but he is the lieutenant governor of Ohio. And we have two AB tweets of the week. Hit her with that wand, now she on my spell, is a great one. And the unbelievable AB tweet of the week is, "Bout to nut in my own eyes, see how far I came." And that, my friends, is Nikki Nightly News.
So much to unpack.
That's
as always.
Insane.
I guess from where you said the top, it is nuts to think that the USA owns basketball, we own football, baseball, Japan, Dominican Republic, and hockey, back-to-back junior world championships, and they got a pretty good chance at the Four Nations. It's going to be them in Canada. But yeah. USA, they're playing past 25 years. There's been kind of a little bit of a long coming of the tide in USA the past couple of years. They win this Four Nations, USA hockey. Is in a spot like it really has never been in. And like I said, we already have football. We already have basketball, baseball, Japan, and Dominican. So.
And we got the World Cup here next year.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. And soccer too. We make it. We're a top 20 team in the world. We make it to that round of 16 every single year in the World Cup. So, I mean, hey, forgot about that. That's going to be nuts. 2026, right?
2026.
Wow, that's going to be all – it's like all, it's Canada, Mexico, and U.S., right?
Yeah, there's going to be a game in Philly on 4th of July, apparently.
You I see that it's great. Really?
Or maybe that, America? Or maybe that was the Olympics.
What did you say?
I was just going to say, did you see like the NFL posting too? Just got me thinking soccer about announcers. The NFL posted the 15 countries doing Cooper Jean's pick six. South Korea is absolutely electric.
I did not see that.
If you go to NFL's page after this, South Korea is fucking just going nuts, dude. Like Germany was great. Germany was awesome. Then it goes to the American one and it's like intercepted the gene. And meanwhile, Korea's like, Dabashida! They were going nuts.
Mexico's
dude.
Going, golazo, yeah. Golazo, golazo, golazo.
Yeah, so that's going to be sweet to look forward to. Nikki, Jim Tressel, Ohio. Has Michigan put, like, even though they just won the national championship, they're like statesmen saying that they're going to make it a felony to plant flags. They're making Jim Tressel, famous Ohio State football coach, lieutenant governor. Are they just in shambles as a fucking state, man? Like, what the fuck is that?
Ohio really is the armpit of the United States in terms of states, really. But
they just won the national championship, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they bought a $40 million team, like, in college. Is that really that impressive? I don't know.
I mean, like, shout out Fame. We love Fame. But, like, when you think about Ohio, like, Cincinnati, Columbus, Toledo, Akron,
they're not
Cleveland. They have like all these cities everyone knows about, and like not one holds a flame to like a Philadelphia, a Boston, a New York.
How many people do you think live in Columbus? Because I've been to Columbus. It is not a big city.
I'd say a mil.
No, not even close.
Not even close.
Half a mil?
I would say like 300,000.
They have an NHL team. And Ohio State, half a mil. It's got to be like half a mil.
No. What else do they have besides that?
Sorry, I was thinking Cincinnati. Cincinnati's 300,000. Columbus is 900,000.
All right, so it's close. All right. Okay.
Well, you threw me off with the fake, with the,
my
the
fault.
fake news there. So
I was thinking Cincinnati.
But yeah, then also shout out fucking Tony, Kadarius Tony.
Yeah, he apparently
traveling somebody
choked a woman and took her phone, so she couldn't call the police. I think that's the fifth person in that news who's done that.
Kansas City wide receivers, man. Jeez. Yeah,
if you look at his mugshot, he doesn't have any eyebrows. He looks insane.
How quick a person can fall off, man.
Yeah. I wide receivers
term,
are
you're not coming in, Term.
Wide receivers are
there you are.
Wow, damn it. I was close on that Columbus guest too. I didn't even realize you couldn't hear me.
What'd you say?
800.
I see you were one under, I was one over.
No, I was saying that Kadarius looks literally like a character off The Purge.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah. Also, did you say anything about Aaron Rodgers?
No.
That he's potentially gone. Coming back? Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's gone.
So he's officially done with the Jets, huh?
Yeah.
Here we go.
They go back to Darnold.
Did you hear? You know who the favorites are to get him?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Plus 200.
I could see him just because, I mean, he had the yellow and green, but I could see him rocking the black and yellow.
I mean, are you guys quarterback every year? Are you guys turning into the Colts?
This would be a good year to do it, though, because like, who are you going to draft?
Yeah, there's no one to draft. We need to get someone experienced, and like maybe we'll just luck out with like developing something.
That is a perfect first-round exit fucking cocktail, though. Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers, like that's a perfect. Oh. Like nothing's going to change.
Nothing.
You guys would have a better regular
year.
Season.
Yeah, nothing better than another year of pick number 23.
Yeah,
Steelers.
Exactly. Yeah, not even a better regular season. Exactly. You guys will go 10-7 again, and it's just gonna be you're gonna have a
Tomlin's just gonna bring him on strictly to keep his streak alive because he just will refuse
to lose it.
Yeah, yeah, I would hammer 10-7 season for Pittsburgh next year without a doubt, especially with Rodgers at the helm. But then what else did you have in there, big fella? Chalk me up, Nikki. What else did you have in there?
I actually fucking
towards the end. Well, I know that you brought up AB tweet that one with the cum in the eyes is crazy.
Yeah, that is nuts.
I just listened to his Theo Von podcast. Highly recommend if you're an AB tweet of the week.
I haven't seen it yet. I gotta watch it.
If you're an AB tweet of the week guy, it's a good one.
Does he sound like normal on there, or no? Does he sound like
he just filed for bankruptcy?
He definitely when he talks, like he doesn't sound normal, but he definitely is running a bit. Like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Also, found out. I mean, we knew like he's not running that account really. He's like, he said like he kind of does, but he's like in the, he's like, nah, like my boy Jacob runs it. Shout out to my boy Jacob. I'm just like picturing this just like white ass nerd. It's just
scrawny little white dude who's just like all over Burner Twitter.
He like broke down a little bit of like why he does like crack of the day and inward of the day and all of that. Cause he's like, he's kind of like, it kind of is a point. He's like that shit's just like people want to like weaponize these words and all of this. Like I'm just doing it to like bring light to it, to like show like, if I like, if you don't give a fuck about it, it can all just be like fun and games and blah, blah, blah. But, but no, I mean, it is funny. Like the stuff that he's talking about in there. Also, another thing, was the Kanye. I saw something in the headlines. I don't know where I saw it. It's probably Twitter. Like Kanye West was like, after he just went on a Kanye to not even tweets of the week, but he goes on these rants where he went on another Twitter rant talking about like Hitler and everything again. And then
fuck it, I'm a Nazi.
Yeah, like he was like, fuck it, I'm a Nazi. And then he comes out with a video, is like, I'm flying down there to help my brother Kodak. Like I'm coming to save him. Like, dude, you what?
Yeah. Did you like, see the link? The link?
Yeah, that's my brother was telling me. It was like a $20 like swastika sweatshirt. Something.
So like he paid for a Super Bowl commercial, and like it was just like him after he got grills in, and the link at the bottom, and the only thing that was on the website, the Yeezy website, was just a plain white T-shirt with a black swastika in the middle.
Last year when he did like a FaceTime for like $10 million, and it was like a great marketing tactic. And then I think he just, this year I didn't see that commercial, but that's
I think
laughing matter, but just more of laughing. Just this guy, just every single week he tops himself.
He's just off his rocker.
I think everyone in the world is like, please, Kanye, just take your meds, bro. It's sad at this point.
It's got to be exhausting. But he still made
graduation.
Like, how do you not have? Yeah. When I think about my old roommate, shout out Meatball, when he would have a black eye the size of half of his face, and he would be pissed off that Bojangles forgot his fries. I'm like, dude, you have to go to work tomorrow with like a black hole on your face. Like, how do you not have anxiety about that? Like, how does Kanye not have anxiety? That's like the more crazy.
Bipolar, dude. He's
rich as fuck.
Yeah, I guess money takes away a lot of those fucking. A lot of those issues, all those problems. I don't know, but he could be in this top five, boys. And it's a big one. Top five rappers. Turbs, the massive favorite, I'd have to say, in this category. Groups are allowed, like you brought up. Nikki, I'm going to pull up the last poll we had and what we had there. I got shut out. First shutout in top five history.
First time with no votes in top five history. Over a year.
Also, I have
John Peter Caldwell III.
I have to mention it because
government name. It was that bad. It deserved to have a government name.
I have to mention it because it won't get brought up any other way. I thought that I had been shadow banned from my personal.
Oh yes, Nikki was DMing me on Sunday, and he's like, "Am I banned from the post? What's going on?"
I thought that my personal account had been blocked from the LRP story because I couldn't see the poll. And I couldn't see the video that Johnny did on the back porch. I could see it on Nikki Six, but I couldn't see it on Neckbeard Nick. And I was like, this is Johnny trying to limit my vote count. And I know that Drew's whole shtick is I'll vote early and then I'll save a vote for later. And I was going to do that. And I was just trying to see like what the total was at. And then it just wouldn't pull up. And so I texted Conrad. I was like, this is collusion. Johnny's trying to ice me out.
Well, dude, that's one thing, too. Like, you know, and granted, like, we haven't been crazy on the page this year. Like, we haven't in years past. But that comes with the promise that golf this year is going to be incredible. Yeah. Like, I'm in the lab already for Turb's Cape Classic triumph from where he was to where he finished last year. Nikki's just going to give us content like you wouldn't believe. I'm going to try to work out, like, every time that we're on the course together, filming one hole of one of you guys from start to finish and chopping it up. I mean, I'm really going to try to take golf to the, you know.
We got to get that Nikki level. Got to get that Nikki mic out there.
Yeah, like that kind of shit. I mean, like the six beers in a row, like that's like I'm really like, I know that it's been lacking with the gambling content, But it's going to be a serious thing on the golf course this year. In the March Madness bracket pool, I'm still going to do everything in my willpower again to make that over 100 people. And Conrad, honestly, is a massive play in that every single year. Again, you always get like 30 guys involved, and I might need it again.
Everyone knows at this point.
What, March Madness?
Yeah.
We
got to get that going early this year, so it's not.
Yeah, we do. Because you know what? You know what the crazy thing is, too, is, you know, and we're going to get the top five rounds.
It doesn't shake out, though. Like, you really only get a week. Like, just nothing shakes out till.
Right, you can't get in until that week.
The selection, like, you make selection, that. Selection Sunday. Yeah, you can promote it.
Yeah, you can promote it. But it's also, too, it's one of those things where, like, every single year I'll still have, like, 10 to 20 people where they're like, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, there's going to be 100 losers. You're putting in – it's a chance. It's 89 to 1. It's better than Rich Strike winning the Kentucky Derby at winning $3,000. But you put up $30 for it. And it's like, you're if you don't do a bracket, what the fuck are you doing with your life? That's, you know, let's talk for a month down the road from now. Like Nikki said, St. John's Creighton this weekend. March Madness right around the corner, golf right around the corner, and then top five rappers last weekend was top five Super Bowl party must-haves. It was Conrad, it was Nikki, it was Terry. Conrad, where you want to go on this one?
I came in second.
Yeah.
Ooh. I didn't even vote last week. Sunday was an absolute chalk fest for me.
Nikki's single chicks too. What the fuck?
I'm gonna go third.
Thing to be around at a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, seriously. What the fuck?
You're gonna go third?
Yeah, I'm gonna go third.
Nikki.
Give me the one spot.
Okay. Term.
I'll take the two hole.
All right, I got four.
I like how this played out.
All right. This one is super easy. The Notorious Neckbeard straight into the Notorious B.I.G.
Yep.
Beautiful. Not exactly, my one.
Exactly, so why I didn't want to go one.
Exactly why I needed to go two, because I knew he wouldn't take my goat. My goat, the illest. Lil Weezy, baby.
Ooh.
That's your goat over Biggie?
Yes.
No, really? I mean, Wayne, the most influential member of my entire generation.
Lil Wayne, I like grew up loving, then was like, then I was like back in. Biggie is always like, when I discovered Biggie.
Oh my God. The Cardiff Three. Sure. Yeah, It's going to
be for our generation. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's our generation's goat. Drew, undisputed.
How old were you when the Carter Three came out? You had to have been in like fifth grade.
Yeah, I was. And guess what? My dad, really cool. shout out my father. He had a burned CD disc, and he said, I normally don't do this, but this is one of the most monumental albums, like, ever out. And he literally put me on the Carter 3, and I had older brothers. So, no, I was on Lil Wayne. I was on him from the car. Granted, the Carter 2, all of that shit, unbelievable. But the 3, of course, is the one.
Yeah,
the one.
Conrad.
For reference, I'm pretty sure The Carter came out when I was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
What was that, 2002?
03.
That's good. I thought you were trolling.
No. Wow.
No, I thought Carter was. It was pretty spot on.
Carter 3 was like 06.
All right. So 1-1 was Biggie. 1-2 was Lil Wayne. Lil Weezy. Number 3. Give me 50 Cent.
Wow.
Oh, Johnny hates
like
that.
That was the closest poll in LRP history. I got like over 200 votes on. It was Carter 3 or 4 or Get Rich or Die Trying. It was literally came down to 2 votes out of 200 votes. Closest poll
Rich
ever
or Die
LRP,
Trying.
LRP history.
Cent,
dude.
Yeah.
Yep,
you don't like 50 Cent?
No, he hates because I was going on his board every single day of the week.
Damn, good thing I picked third.
Yeah,
he did not.
I think you got skunked last week.
He did not see that one coming. I could tell.
Just shot me at the knees on that one, dude.
Let's go. He's
I was thinking about my second pick. Yeah,
that's Johnny's 1-1. We could have taken
your second pick.
Yeah, I did not see Conrad having that in his bag because my second was a little sketchy. Now I got to go. Now I got to mix everything up. All right, so give me Tupac then. And then.
Name the Tupac song.
What do you mean?
Are you kidding me?
Ambitions as a rider, rider. Ooh, that, come on, that, dude.
I hit him up. Fingers, dude.
Fuck your bitch and the click, the click. All eyes on me.
There you go.
Go ahead and give me, I'm going to go New Blood. I know, like, I mean, I just, because I love all, or, yeah, give me Migos. Give me Migos. Give me Migos.
Wow, that is Migos, not what I saw coming
Migos
from Johnny.
Fucking Culture One or whatever it was, all ass, fucking just so many bangers on that fucking album. That was, when Migos came out to at the time.
Influential-wise, absolutely.
Yeah.
They, so I mean, there's a reason that,
Migos, a guy like me who's like, wow. I like rap and hip hop, but I'm not like into so far into like Turp. Migos, like, you throw that on at a party, it's gonna
get, you can get
country
anyone.
Guys, it's gonna get
you can anyone.
Get anyone. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, this one's hard for me. There's like three top dogs I'm looking at right now.
I'm just trying to think of the ones I can sit on and the ones I gotta pull.
I know that's what
my
I'm
bag is
too.
Deep, and I'm just like, I don't know, I don't want to lose ones.
Are you picking after me?
Yeah, I got two picks after this.
I know, I don't like that. Give me Drake.
Yeah,
has to be yeah. Most streamed artist of what, of all time? Of all time.
Wasn't gonna sniff my list.
Yeah.
He puts out bangers after banger.
Yeah, but I like Drake before, like,
Lambling.
2010.
So, okay, so you could have just drafted Drake from 2010. It, you can ask me now, ask me later.
Go ahead. Oh, you fancy.
Yeah, oh, that was a great album. Are you going to go Drake?
I mean, I got to go for the Great White Hope here, baby. Give me Eminem. Give me Eminem. Give me Eminem,
yeah.
The most influential white rapper ever.
So, like, I have like a take of like two songs that were on like everyone's like iTunes back in the day, like the iPod Touch was like 9 out of 10 a song. Was Eminem "Lose Yourself" and Fort Minor "Remember the Name"? I feel like we're like the first like two like songs that like everyone had like on like Fort Minor "Remember the Name." Shout out.
It's 10% luck, 20% skill.
Yeah.
Understand that knees weak, I was spaghetti.
Oh, Fort Minor.
I fucked up about the clean version. There's $1.29 I'm not gonna ever get back. Fuck.
Yeah. That was an abomination when they went from 99 cents to $1.29.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.
They cut out lime wire from under our knees.
Give me the original Mr. Carter, Jay-Z.
There you go.
Rapist.
And then
Linkin Park and Jay-Z all
yeah,
time.
Yeah, P. Diddy.
Then give me Outkast.
Oh my God, what a fumble.
No, that's not a fumble. Yes, Andre 3000 is your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. AT Aliens, okay. Fucking.
I guess I could just see Nicki picking that.
Bodie Odie Dopealicious is one of the best songs ever written.
Oh, dude, Nicki in the car must scream Roses.
Roses was hot at my sixth grade.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I guess because I think of
an old man.
I think Andre 3000 of a rapper, I think of Outkast as like pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, it's cool. Off the board.
Perfect. It's
not
me.
On my board.
It's me.
Yep.
All right. Give me the cuckoo. Give me the cuckoo bird all day long. Give me Kanye West, baby.
Wow, you should have left me that for Johnny Hitler, dude.
Nah, give me Ye. What
the hell is that?
Give me Ye. That's a lineup right there. Wheezy M, Ye.
Who's behind me, Johnny?
Yep.
All right, my three holes. Nice. I got 50 Cent, Drake. Give me Mac Miller.
Fuck.
Okay.
There you go.
Thought I could wait on it.
All right. Give me Travis Scott. And perfect. Give me Young Jeezy.
Ooh, good one.
Good one.
I had him.
Put on for my city. On for my city. Jeezy. Back when he was Young Jeezy, not just Jeezy, too.
Fuck yeah, Young Jeezy.
Recession. Hang.
The hood anthems.
Yeah. That fucking album art of Recession, like, looks like an Egyptian. It's all time.
I gotta take my guy, Future. Give me Future.
Future solid.
In the fourth Damn. Round, are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's good. so many I'm like looking, new ones I can go that like
looking at my list, but there's like it's hard. We're gonna have a we have a lot off, Drew.
Yeah, I've gotta go. Is it me?
Yep.
Yeah, you guys are gonna love this because it's not taking any of your guys. Give me Young Thug. Give me Young Thugger. Yeah.
You gonna keep going, Thugger.
Got me a check. I got a check. Sheesh.
Oh man,
banger!
Put it on.
Future Jeez. Is though to go to Conrad's pick. Future, like some of his songs.
He's just dude. He's been hitting for so long now,
the last decade plus, he's been just releasing bangers.
So I got
Dirty Sprite 2.
Like, Future. But the thing about Future is he will drop like some trash here and there, like shit that just kind of like fades away. But then he just comes
solo
back
and married
like,
to the game. Solo and married to the game. It puts me into driving
married
around the grid in Greenville.
Married to the game.
When I hear married to the game, I'm just driving around the grid in Greenville going to pick
I just
up
fucked
like,
your
grams.
Bitch in some Gucci flip flops.
I really sensational. I was really living that shit. I went to the studio and I said, put that shit on.
I don't want to let you down. I don't want to let you.
We still don't trust you.
All right, Nikki.
All right.
Darn me, dude. Super. I saw this one where it was like all of Future's crazy tweets like that he's had over the years. One was like, one said, let the streets cover her tab.
That is so, dude, he's sensational.
Sensation.
All right. Great rapper, maybe not a great dad.
What
tell
do you
your
mean?
Mom.
What
tell
do you
your
mean
mom she's kid? A hoe.
What do you mean? What do you mean his kid's name's Future?
All right, give me the nation's give me Snoop.
Yeah.
Okay. Old school.
And I don't care if I lose this because I just have to go personal on this one. As much as I love Jeezy, give me the big
Gucci
guap.
Mane.
The big guap.
Yeah, I had him. I had him as one of my stars.
Oh, I had him.
I love the hood, and if my arms are big enough, I would hug the hood.
Dude, I'm kind of hoping you guys take like made, a couple
he
of
came out of prison ripped, and he just I feel like he released like two albums right as soon as he got out and just
He Gucci was another ECU like late 2015 era of fucking
unbelievable.
What is while Turb's going? What is that?
House in the hood, and if the heat don't work, then the stove work good.
Yeah, like the album where like I get the bag and shit, like fucking that.
Oh yeah.
When it's a like side it, angle, it reaches, that,
but you look more like a
slippery.
All right.
This is the last one, huh?
Yep. I hope you guys take a couple I'm thinking of because I'm trying to think how to wrap mine in.
I'm trying to figure out which route I want to go. I feel like I've got a lot of the old guys. Damn, Future was good. I'm just saying this because I'm not taking them. Just not the biggest Kendrick Lamar fan in the world.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm just looking really at my list, and I don't have him topping the guy. I'm looking at three guys. I just don't have him top four guys. I'm looking at.
Give me
You gonna take?
Give me the new wave.
Which
give
one?
Me the new wave.
Which one?
If I'm getting Young Thug, I better get Gunna. Give me Gunna.
I was going to say that early. Terms going to have Gunna.
If I can get Thug, Gunna, Weezy, Eminem, Kanye, sheesh. I'll
no
take
the baby.
Nah, see, he's like, he just don't do it for me. Roddy Rich? Bitch, I got married to Rex. Louis, back to my back.
All right, my final pick here. You guys have taken a lot of like the good ones. I have one more person who's starred on my list, but I'm thinking I might go the alternate route. Do I go with the star? Or do I go a little bit more old school?
What do you have? You have a lot of new school.
Got,
I feel like
he's,
you've got.
He's got
I have East End, yeah, Drake, Mac Miller, Future.
Yeah,
so you're gonna go old.
Got a decent mix.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess
Drake's been in the game so long, I think you can consider him an old head almost.
Give me the Florida Jit. Give me Kodak Black, dude.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I got, oh, KKK.
When you see me, I'm white.
That's not even a song.
Yeah.
My name's Kodak Black, but when you see me, I'm white.
Wow. That's it.
Halloween.
Right?
I know my fifth pick and final.
I got a lot of ice.
Here comes the Beastie Boys.
No, but also I didn't even think about Conrad. Conrad got me thinking when he said that Rick Ross, but I couldn't pick him. He doesn't have enough, even though he probably just out there. Give me, I mean, I'm thinking of like four guys here, two old school and two pot smoking days. I gotta go give me Wiz Khalifa five hole. Just because when you were at like the one person's house that had divorced parents and like the garage, just rolling up blunts. That, and then I was thinking between Kid Cudi, Eazy-E, and Nas for
Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi was definitely right off of my list.
It was Kid Cudi or Wiz Khalifa, and Kid Cudi like the perfect stoner music, but Wiz Khalifa's also got a little bit of juice in the tank. A little bit more than Cudi, a little bit more.
Yeah.
Cudi's got that too.
Yeah,
Nas would have been a good one too.
Yeah. Plus Eazy-E too. Just he has maybe the hardest. Oh yeah, let's take a trip. Kiss it, bag it, like dude. He's some of his songs are so hard, but doesn't have an arsenal big enough.
Also notably, never wrote a lyric in his life. So I don't know.
Well, I know it's good because I honestly, me personally, like I'm a Biggie guy over Tupac, and Eazy-E maybe even over Tupac. But I don't know. Maybe that's getting me getting too crazy.
Ice Cube and Dr. Dre wrote every song.
Oh yeah, those are big misses. Ice Cube and Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
The rest of my list just dates me so much, and it's pretty funny if you guys want to hear it.
Oh, we're gonna get the funniest part is too. Before you get into that, Nikki, we're gonna get ripped no matter what. Like you said, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Nas. There's like Kellen's gonna be all over. No Nas, like he's one of those guys. Big pun.
Nas is gonna be a miss.
So
I had to go. What's more, just pertains to me. I feel like.
I've got UGK, which is Pimp C and Bun B, the international players anthem. Big Pun, J. Cole, Nas, Kendrick.
J. Cole, I had.
Mos Def. You guys know Mos Def?
Wu-Tang Clan.
DMX.
Yeah. Oh, DMX. Ooh.
Wu-Tang would have been a good pick.
The Big Timers, Birdman and Manny Fresh.
Birdman. So,
yeah, DMX. You might as well had Mike Jones on there.
Ooh, Mike Jones.
DMX. DMX could smack.
Paul Wall. Project Pat. Juicy J.
I had Juicy J.
Juicy J.
I had Juicy J.
Did you guys have one of your buddies in high school who was obsessed with Juicy J like I did?
Everyone,
One guy who was just obsessed. Dude,
Bailey Sugg.
My neighbor's got the shit.
Him, I mean, yeah, he was in the same wave as Wiz with me, Blue Dream and Lean. They like remixed it, and then Wiz and him made like a mixtape off of it.
Dude. Yeah, Juicy J was good. Waka Flocka Flame.
Who the neighbors?
Waka Flocka.
Now that's
Bane. ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, ASAP. I had on there. ASAP
Dolph. I had Dolph.
Dude, would you guys go?
You missed Necky. You missed a good one, Necky. Luda used to flow.
Ludicrous.
Would you guys go ASAP over Wiz Khalifa?
Yes.
No. I bumped Wiz harder back in the day, and I don't bump either of them now. So
yeah, I think I still
bump some ASAP, so I would probably say ASAP.
Rolling Papers came out my freshman year of college, and we listened to that for
Rolling Papers.
I listened to a lot of
What a time to be alive was the album for my freshman year.
Listen, the anthems of my freshman year was like Wiz, Kids from Mac Miller.
Oh my god.
And then Toby Keith Red Solo Cup. That every It was
I remember that. Oh my god. You know some other ones.
Big X the plug.
Oh, Rick Ross.
Yeah, that's what, that's what I thought Connor was going when he said Florida.
J. Cole. People love J. Cole. Yeah, I'm not he's not a top five for me.
Red Leather with J. Cole and Pop Smoke. Best song of all time, by the way. Just listen to it.
Oh, Boozy Badass for the Louisiana.
Show your pussy lips online. I'll give you $1,000.
Oh, The Game. The Game. Yeah. The Game. 50 Cent. Hit it or
love
game.
It. Hit it or love it.
And I'm grinding.
Lloyd Banks with a throwback. Lloyd
NBA Banks. Youngboy.
You could throw. Oh, yeah. NBA, dude. People nowadays love him. He does get hype. You could throw T-Pain in there. Like, he is a little bit of like the, but I mean, he was generational. He had, you know.
He's a rapper for sure.
Yeah.
T-Pain. I had him on the list.
Is Akon a rapper?
21 Savage, whatever happened to him?
I would say, like, when Akon and T-Pain made songs together, I would say Akon was a little more of like the pop and T-Pain was like more of the like rap verses. But,
I think you could classify them both as rap.
Yeah, you could get them rappers.
I just personally wouldn't pick Akon. I don't think he was.
Well, yeah, for sure. But I'm saying, like, early on, that was Drake on like all the.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No one took the babies or the babies, little baby or the baby.
No babies. Dude, I would have honestly, you know who I would have put on my list? And you could have given me shit. You had Migos. I would have put Takeoff on there, dude. I
had
fucking
Takeoff separately on my
Takeoff
list.
Takeoff.
His solo album was soft.
Memory. Last Memory. Last Memory came out.
And just like all his like
all three of them. He was way
all
the
his
best
vert. Yeah, all his vert like features versus never missed.
Every single
Two Chainz. Yeah, Titty Boy, Two Chainz. I think he was Titty Boy. Titty Boy.
All I want,
dude. He was in Duffel Bag Boy.
Schoolboy.
Think
Q,
about that.
Geez.
Burner 141. Boy. You guys know what that is?
You want to hear a deep cut?
Lil Dicky,
Titty Boy, 2 Chainz, and Riff Raff have a cameo on the Carter 2.
Riff Raff, Iceberg Simpson.
Riff Raff also has a cameo on Culture 1, I think. Really? Or no, the Bando. Back to the Bando.
Yeah.
Back to the Bando. What a name of a mixtape. That was Migo mixtape days before they even fucking came out with
I'm
Culture.
I'm surprised Johnny didn't draft like Sammy Adams or like Mike Stone or someone like that.
Mike Stud. Dude, that was like Mike Stud and Sammy Adams were the cool concerts to go to when you were like in high school, 17. Yeah. Like they were like in Boston,
in the five hole, just begging to get that Northeast crowd.
Yeah.
Johnny Asher Roth, I love
Kyle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just,
Kevin Rudolph.
I just had sex and I bought a boat, like whoever that is.
Lonely Island.
It's just Necky's lit. It comes out, Necky wins. He's got Outkast and fucking Sammy. He's got Outkast and Sammy Adams.
Oh, Nicky, a deep cut. I just saw my like songs. Nicky, KRS-One. That's like KRS-One, a deep cut for your shit.
I'm surprised Nicky didn't draft like DJ Khaled. Nicki Minaj or something to get the female.
DJ Khaled. I would argue.
Rider.
He's not a rapper.
Listen,
no,
that goes to the Akon. Akon, T-Pain, Flow Rider is like that perfect
Fat Joe.
In the. Yeah, Fat Joe.
Yeah.
Go watch.
What's love?
Go watch the We Taking Over music video. It's like
when Rick Ross jumps over.
Ja Rule.
Is that the one where Rick Ross jumps off the bridge? Dude, there's one. It's a Rick Ross DJ Khaled song, and they get pulled over in like DJ Khaled's car, and then it just pans to the bridge, and Rick Ross's big ass is doing front flips over the fucking bridge into the water, escaping the cops.
One city at a time.
Yeah, whatever happened to 21 Savage? Chill.
Whatever happened to what?
21 Savage.
They found out that he wasn't American and he was British, and everyone hated him.
That's not true. He literally had a full-fledged run after all that came out. He literally had a whole ass rap career after that.
Deion Sanders. Nice. Deion Sanders had a couple of tunes.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow.
Oh my god.
That was a good
Lil
top
Uzi.
Five,
Lil Uzi.
Yeah. Lil Yachty. There's so much out there. Nicky, go through what we got.
All right. I've got the Notorious B.I.G., Jay-Z, Outkast, Snoop, and the Big Goo-Wop, Gucci Mane. Turby's got Lil Wayne, Eminem, Kanye, Young Thug, and Gunna. Conrad's got 50 Cent, Drake, Mac Miller, Future, and Kodak Black.
Woo!
Johnny's got Tupac, Migos, Travis Scott, Jeezy, and Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, I can see all of these.
Yeah, it's this. Is I think it's gonna be close.
It depends on
depends on just who has more of people's like top two like rappers or something.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's they're all pretty much spread out, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think is gonna be the most hit up miss?
J. Cole. There's some J. Cole.
North Carolina boys are gonna say J. Cole because he's from North Carolina.
J. Cole, Kendrick, and Nas are three big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kendrick will definitely get sure.
Yeah, I just can't. Yeah. I just like you were saying, right. Term. I'm not taking him over Khalifa, Kid Cudi. Not even taking him over. I'm not taking him over ASAP Rocky, to be honest. But it's, I don't know. That's personal. Good over, top five though. I'm saying Kendrick. Kendrick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
To me, that's it's like to me, Kendrick is like Good Kid, Mad City, and then like his last like five songs that he's like famous for in the last like year.
Yeah, I think we're like
that's
like Element. I didn't think it was that good.
Like he had like 10 years. Yeah, Humble. I guess, but he had like 10 years. He had 10 years of like my like heydays of like bumping rap that I didn't just didn't really play his music. So
you didn't like the Damn album.
Not really, honestly.
Is that what it was? I can't remember what the
Yeah, that's name. The one that had Humble and all that on there.
Yeah,
that's
one that has, yeah, DNA, the one with Rihanna. It's got a ton of
shit.
I thought that
Good top five, though, boys. Good top five. And we're still going to be going strong after football season. A lot of golf coming our way. March Madness right around the corner. Conrad, Epi 22, Season 2, we're out.
Season 2, Epi 22, we're out. That's a top five. That's the content. Boys are buzzing. Football season over. Golf back. College basketball back. Tune in, tap in, lock in at Little River Podcast at LRP. Hang, 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 hang.
Hang, hang.